President Chavez has accused the United States of fomenting the recall referendum. Chavez portrays his dispute with his political opposition as a confrontation with President Bush. He has said what's being debated is whether Venezuela continues as a sovereign nation. To take a closer look at the U.S.-Venezuela relationship, we've invited in Arturo Valenzuela. He's a professor at Georgetown University and former Clinton administration official. Welcome.
Pleased to be here.
Let's go back to the failed military coup against President Chavez in 2002. There were allegations of U.S. complicity then. What is your feeling on whether the U.S. had a role?
Well, I don't think the United States had a role, actually, in fomenting a coup. What happened was that when a coup took place, instead of condemning, as the United States has done since really the late 1980s, a violation of the constitutional order, the United States welcomed a provisional government. And by welcoming a provisional government, it tacitly then and overtly really welcomed a military coup, which would have been the first military coup in Latin America since 1976, overt military coup to overthrow an elected government. And of course, that was a very serious position to be in. Chavez, however, survived. And the United States wound up having a very difficult situation then to face because it had lost in some ways its moral and political authority in the region by countenancing a military coup.
Did the U.S. really welcome the coup, or just by omission suggest that it was okay?
Well, it sort of welcomed the coup because the White House spokesman, Ari Schleicher himself, said the United States was prepared to work together with this provisional government. There were no suggestions that the origins of the provisional government were somehow illegitimate. That went counter to policy of the United States for a long time when it was a policy of the United States to denounce any overt violations of the constitutional order.
President Chavez now is saying that the United States is behind the current recall referendum, and he accuses the U.S. National Endowment for Democracy of supporting the recall movement. Is this fair?
Well, he's want to do this. He's very much of a demagogue, and he's been using the rhetoric against the United States for some time. Obviously, it's not just the United States that's behind the opposition. The United States, I think, has looked with favor at elements of the opposition. It's the opposition, supported by millions of people in Venezuela, who have been objecting to his government and to his rule. It is true that the National Endowment for Democracy has supported opposition elements, political parties in Venezuela, as the National Endowment for Democracy has also supported opposition movements throughout Latin America in the support for democracy. They were welcomed in Mexico, they were welcomed in Chile, they were welcomed in many, many other places, in Peru more recently.
To your knowledge, is the U.S. involved in any way behind the scenes today? Because the administration has seemed to be lying very low in the run-up to this vote.
I think the administration has been, since it really made a terrible mistake after the April coup, they have tried not to provoke Chavez. They have worked with the international community. The position of the United States is essentially that the Organization of American States and the Carter Center need to take the lead in trying to build some kind of a consensus in Venezuela. And in fact, the Carter Center and the Organization of American States have been very, very important in the whole process that leads up to this recall referendum. It was Jimmy Carter who essentially said, wait a minute, the Constitution does say that you can solve a problem like the problem that the opposition wanted Chavez out through a democratic process, and this recall election is that.
Now, Chavez's whole program is really anathema to the Bush administration. He has praised Fidel Castro, Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi, and he himself tried to stage a coup, I understand, back in 1992. But Venezuela is the third biggest source of U.S. oil imports. So can there be an accommodation here? Can the U.S. government find a way to work with Hugo Chavez should he survive this referendum?
Well, in some ways, the United States is going to have to find a way to work with Hugo Chavez, in part because the United States' position has always been that if there is a free and fair process within democracy to try to resolve the problems of democracy, the United States supports that. And so if indeed this referendum, this recall, takes place in a transparent way, the United States is going to simply have to say, well, if that's the will then of the Venezuelan people, and they're going to have to find ways to work with Chavez.
Arturo Valenzuela directs the Center for Latin American Studies at Georgetown University and was an advisor to President Clinton. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.